Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, your host. And guys, this week on the show is, it's not like any other show that we've had so far. I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty stoked. My hands, my hands are clammy. The palm of my hands are all sweaty and clammy because I'm that excited. And you're probably wondering, what is the big deal, Pina? What is going on? Today, we're going to be talking about a new book that's coming out. And I know that we've had some great authors on recently talking about their books and in the past as well. But never have I contributed to any of those books. And today, I'm just smile from ear to ear over here. Today, we're going to be talking about a brand new book that is going to be hitting bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Target, you name it. And it's a book that I am you guys ready for this? A co-author of? What? It is called Mama's Gotta Work, and on the line today, joining me, I've got two incredible women that I got to work with on this book. So without any further ado, let me introduce you to these amazing mamas, and we're going to talk all about Mama's Gotta Work today on the show. So let's start with lead author, Krista Lee. Hey, girl, how are you?
Hey, P, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited.
we're all giddy, excited schoolgirls. And the owner and founder of Golden Brick Road Publishing House, I'm talking about Kylie Hansen. Kylie, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. So excited to be here. Got my copy of the book.
I know. Guys, because you know that we've been doing the show remotely, so I can see Krista and Kylie, and we've got Loretta, my producer, back in the studio, so the three of us are on Zoom, and we all have copies of the book in our hands. For those of you guys that follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my unboxing earlier this week, and it's so funny, I was just looking through the book and automatically it just went to page to chapter 6, which is my chapter. But I just got the box of books this week, and I was so super emotional opening it up. I didn't think that it would hit me like that, but it was pretty intense and pretty crazy and pretty exciting to see my words in black and white. Kylie, I know that this is not your first time around the block when it comes to writing. Mm-hmm. And Kylie, you know what I mean? Same thing. You guys have put out so many amazing books with so many amazing women behind them, right? But this is the first time for me, so just bear with me, okay?
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. It's it's so warming, and that's what it's all about, that empowering and being proud of yourself and holding it and knowing it's going to inspire other people. So I got it too when I opened all the books. It's just so exciting.
Yeah, it's something else. And I'm when I was asked if I wanted to be a part of this, I was just there was no question or doubt in my mind. It was just yeah, let's do this. This is a book all about moms and moms at work, you know, and Krista, we fall there in that category, right? We're working moms. We know all about it. And basically what it is chapter for chapter is written by a different mom, and she shares her story. Kylie, how did this come to be? Give us the background on this, because that part I don't even know.
Well, the whole co-author thing, I mean, I didn't create that. I was a co-author before I started my publishing house with someone else that was just self-publishing books. And it was a pretty cool experience. So someone asked me what's next. And I was what do you mean what's next? I just wrote it a book. And then you get that entrepreneurial, where am I going with this? Am I going to make this this a career and how can I go about doing that? So the next thing was to go get inspiration. And then you look at some large authors and they've written a hundred books. You're like, oh my gosh, there's so much more to do. And so I'm the kind of person, I'm very collaborative. I like to work in teams. I found writing a whole book on my own would be kind of daunting. So I wanted to create a co-author book as well. And one thing led to another, and we ended up turning into a publishing house. And so I'm not a mom myself. I am a fur mom. I have lots of
cats. Fur babies.
And I'm a very involved auntie. And so leading a mama series, we definitely needed to have somebody that was a mom for it to be genuine, and somebody that could really cheerlead and bring other moms together. So Krista called me up and she said to me, I remember she said, Kylie, I see you. I see what you're doing. It's amazing. And I have an opportunity. And she started to tell me about her TV career. And something that we had been wanting to do for years was work with Catherine. So maybe I can pass it off to Krista and she can.
Yeah, because
do you remember that conversation?
I do. I remember it like yesterday. It feels like I can't believe it's been over a year now. It was honestly so amazing for me that you were open to listening. And for me, you know, it was something that I had dreamed of doing, was writing a book for years and years and years. And when I went back to work, my son was 5 months old, but I went back full time and I was working on the show Working Moms. We were doing season two. And I found myself kind of juggling, like, wondering what to do with everything. So I was on Google all the time, looking up everything. Like, well, what do I do for this and that and the other? I was like, there needs to be a book. Like, moms need somewhere that they can turn where they can find all kinds of information. And so I approached Kylie with the idea and had spoken with Catherine Reitman, who is the creator and star of Working Moms. And I approached her with the idea as well to be on the book or in the book with us. And she ended up writing the foreword, which is so incredible. She wrote the most beautiful piece. And it's just so magical how it kind of all just fell into place. And we just went with the line. And here we are holding the book in our hands. And I can't believe it. It's crazy.
It is so nuts. And like to think, you know, Catherine from Working Moms, for those of you at home, I bet you a bunch of you guys are like fans and watch the show religiously, like I've been doing. I got to say season three, hands down, my favorite. You know, I like the cannabis. So maybe, you know, there's a few episodes in there that really resonated with
the girl trip, the episode girl trip. That's my fave.
But it was just like the show itself. A CBC show, correct?
Yep.
That is on Netflix. And it's all filmed right here in Toronto. Like, I can't think of a better person that you guys could have picked to write the foreword for this book. Like, the show is exactly this. It's Mama's Gotta Work, right? Like, their roles have changed. Times have changed. It's no longer, you know, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. You know, and it's just like, oh, I need to get my partner's slippers by the door, ready to rub his feet, a whiskey, you know, for when he comes home. No, man, we got our shit to do too, right? We have to go to work. We've got to bring the kids to school. When they're sick, who gets called? Sorry for the dads out there. But, you know, the majority of the time, not all the time, but the majority of the time, it's mama. Mama gets called, leaves work, bring the kids to school, bring the kids to, you know, different curricular activities. And we juggle it all. One way or another, we seem to get it done. And this book talks all about that. All different women coming from all different backgrounds, all different types of jobs. And on the show today, we're going to talk all about Mama's Gotta Work. The new book that I am one of the co-authors of. And we've got Kylie Hansen, publisher from GBR, and Krista Lee, lead author of the book, joining me on the show today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome back. This is the Parenting Show, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. Guys, I am so super excited. I'm stoked. I am over the moon happy. I have been able to add a new title to my list of many titles. Like you guys know, I'm a radio host. I'm a producer of this show. I am a prof at Humber College. I'm a voice actor. I'm also a mama of three. But now I'm also an entrepreneur. Let's throw that in there as well. I'm a content creator. But I got to add something else to my title recently, and that is the title of author. Guys, Tuesday, there's going to be a brand new book out on shelves everywhere, online everywhere. You're going to be able to jump online at Amazon. You're going to be able to, you know, go to Target. You're going to be able to go to Chapters and Indigo and check out a book called Mama's Gotta Work. I am one of the co-authors on this book. With me on the show today, I've got Crystal Lee. She is the lead author, an amazing mama, an amazing woman. And we also have the owner and founder of Golden Brick Road Publishing House. And I'm talking about Kylie Hansen, an incredible, inspiring entrepreneur. And we're talking all things Mama's Gotta Work. Guys, this book is out in 2 days. Two more sleeps. Before the break, we were talking about the foreword, which was written by, over to you, Krista.
Catherine Reitman, creator and star of First Mom. So cool. She's become a friend of mine over the years. I've been on the show since season one, and we're actually just about to go to camera for season five. And I'm just so grateful that she took the time to write for us in this book, because she is the epitome of a working mom. Of course,
yeah.
Those are the fans of the show know, right? The show itself is based on more true events than not, and the struggles and the juggles that come along with being a working mom. So it's absolutely inspiring and motivating and hilarious. The book is funny, just like the show, and moving and just all the feels. I'm so proud of it.
I'm so excited. Kylie, I know that you have published so many books through GBR Publishing House, but is this a first mama one? Is it safe to say that?
We publish, we work mostly with women, and so naturally a lot of our authors are also moms. So in, like, so many of our books, you'll find stories from moms, and what we do always like to focus on, and you'll find this as well in this book, is that mom is, like, a super important title, but as you just went through all of your titles, like, she is so much more, too. So how does she juggle it all? And that's really a constant through all of our books. But this is our leading mama series. We have worked on other mama books in the past, and this one really addresses the career mama, which is so cool because me as an entrepreneur, it is a lot to run a career or a business, and to then also have kids on top of that and keeping the littles happy and managing all of their interests and their struggles. Like, wow.
Yeah, and there's, like, a bunch of moms that contributed to this book. How many co-authors are there?
Yeah, there are 20 in total.
20?
20 different moms, yep. They all come from different careers, different backgrounds, different ages, different races, like all the things. And then as well, there are 50 combined children between all of the moms. So that's a lot.
Oh, my God.
A lot of stories. Pretty epic, right?
Yeah, 50 kids between all of us?
I added them up. I literally wrote down all their names and their ages and all the things when we were doing all the phone calls to see who we were going to work with for the book. It was a lot of getting to know each other, and that was one of the most mind-boggling things to me when we had this list of these incredible mamas. There's 50 kids between all of us. It's just unbelievable. Jeez. So I think we've got quite a bit to offer when it comes to tips and tricks.
And it's like moms, like you said, from all different backgrounds, different types of moms. They have different lifestyles. Like, I was looking at some of the graphics that Chris has sent over for the book the other day. And there's like each author has his own, we have our own graphic with our own picture and then a quote underneath. I'm not going to lie, guys. I was kind of proud because my quote was the only one with the word f***ing in it. Like, yes, bad mom. You know what I mean? And it was just like, but it just goes to show that there is a variety of different moms and we all lead different lives. You know what I mean? So I think that's really cool. Like, you've got me, the radio mom, the radio content creator type of mom. But what other kind of moms are in the book?
Oh, yeah. We've got other entrepreneurs as well. We've got a nurse. We've got a police officer. There's a travel agent. There's a fitness model. Oh, my goodness. There's other authors, freelance writers. We have owners of, like, a magazine and beauty moms. There's even a plastic surgery coach, an actress, a singer, music teacher. Oh my goodness, we've covered so many bases with these mamas. Numerologist.
See, well, like, even if you look at you, Krista, like, okay, you're an author, but what are your other titles?
Yeah, I bear a few hats as well there, Pina. I'm also a singer and an actor, a coach, a wellness advocate, author, mom, and wife. And woman. Like, I feel like that's first and foremost. We are women first, right?
Yes. And you totally forgot your TV stuff in that list. Did you notice that?
I don't say acting. Oh my gosh.
No, you said acting. But, like, don't you do, like, behind the scenes stuff on Working Mom?
Oh, yes. Yeah, stand in. That's, like, one of my main roles. Oh my gosh. See, my mom brain is totally on fleek today.
There's all kinds. Like, we just do so much that sometimes I can't remember it all. But it's interesting to see that there's all these different types of moms with all different types of backgrounds because it truly is. And Kylie, we were talking about this off the air, but it's not just a book for moms. You don't have to be a mom to pick up this book and enjoy the stories that are in it, correct?
Absolutely. Like, the synergy with this book and how it ended up connected to the TV show Workin' Moms. There's so many different fans of that show. Myself, without having children, my spouse, he's a fan of that show. He also helped. He did the design of this book, Mama's Gotta Work. So he's read a lot of the stories too, and it's so wonderful for just to understand what it is that a mom goes through, and that when she can laugh at herself and the struggles and the triumphs that she has, it's very inspiring. And I think it just helps us to really, like, relate to each other and sort of understand our differences. And this book really does that.
Yeah, it's funny, I have to say, because when I announced that the book was coming out, it is currently on pre-sale if you jump on Amazon. If you can't wait till Tuesday, because I know all of you guys cannot wait, you can jump online and order a book through the pre-sale on Amazon. I had a bunch of men who follow me, and one in particular is a gentleman named Paul who lives in Austin, Texas. He is not married. He's not a dad, just living the bachelor life. And he's like, Pina, I pre-ordered a book and I cannot wait for it to come so I can read it. And I thought that was, like, the sweetest thing ever, because a lot of people would just assume, like, mama's got to work. No, that book's not for me, right? I'm not a mom. How am I going to, like, relate to this? I'm not, so it's not for me. But that's not necessarily the case, because all the stories in here are just about life and how, you know, people, in this case in particular, women, moms, juggle it all. But like you said, Krista, you're like, there's funny stories in here and there's some motivating stuff in here and some inspiring stuff in here. So it's something that there's a lot that people can take from this book and from the different stories.
Totally. Yeah, we wanted to be really conscious of having that variety so we can appeal to as many mamas as possible around the world, really, because, you know, we all are in different boats, maybe the same storm, but there's so many mamas out there that are going through similar circumstances and situations and stages and phases of life. And I'd like to point out, too, that the moms on this book are literally from all over the world. So we have moms from all across Canada, all across the States, and even a mom, Marcia, down in Australia as well, which is so cool. So we really hopefully appeal to as many moms as possible around the world.
That's amazing, because I think it would be really boring if we were all from the same area living the same type of life, you know? Mm-hmm. There are moms in here that are single moms, correct?
That's right, single moms, yeah. Moms that are in situations where they are like single moms, like solo parenting. Like I wrote a little bit about that in my chapter. You know, when you work away from home or your husband's working away from home, we've got moms that are that went back to work when their kids were babies, and then moms that went back to work when their kids were a lot older. So, and then moms from literally like in their early 30s, I believe, to right through to their 60s, and wow, all of their stories in between. So it really is a nice spice to cover a lot of bases on being a working mama.
Yeah, and like you said, and like we've been saying throughout the show too, it's the big thing here is that, and it's a hashtag that I, on the gram, on all my posts, but I always hashtag more than just a mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hashtag I've been using for a long time, because I believe that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Kylie, you had said, you know, it's, we hold a lot of titles, mm-hmm, but it's, you know, like, yeah, and yes, we're moms, but we're more than that, right? We're women. And we have to remember that. And I think that when you become a mom, you get lost. And I know that that's what I talk about in my chapter, which is chapter 6, just keep going from here. And sometimes it's hard because we feel like we've got to be someone we're not, which my quote, guys, you ready for this? Is Loretta, get ready to hit that beep. It's exhausting trying to be someone you are not, which gives you a little idea of what my chapter talks about. But we're talking all about a new book, which I am one of the co-authors of. It's called Mama's Gotta Work. It'll be out on Tuesday, and we've got more after the break, so don't go anywhere, because this is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It's Sunday, guys, and that means that you are listening to The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Now, also, I can say it, an author. What? Guys, that is Crystal Lee. You just heard the woo-woo from. She is the lead author joining me on this book called Mom's Gotta Work. We also have Kylie Hansen. She is the owner and founder of GBR Publishing House. That is Golden Brick Road Publishing House. She's the amazing woman that put this all together, her and Krista, for this amazing book called Mom's Gotta Work, which will be out in stores and online Tuesday, 2 sleeps away. Guys, I have to say, never in a million years did I think that my name would be on a book or I'd be able to have that title of author. It's something that, you know, it's always crossed my mind, like, oh, it'd be so nice to do one day. But because of you guys, and I have to thank you for all your love and support, you were able to take a dream of mine and make it a reality. And I'm trying so hard not to get emotional here, but it really, really means a lot to me. And it means a lot to me because you were able to give me a voice, which is weird because I've been doing radio for so long. So you'd think you have a voice, you know what I mean? You just go on the radio and you say whatever you've got to say or through your social media, but it's a different type. And I was able to share my story as a mom, as a working mom, the ups, the downs, the funny stuff, the really shit and sad and heartbreaking stuff. With everyone. And I didn't think that I had it in me to write. which is really weird because I've been blogging, back since my 102.1 The Edge days. So I'm going back more than like 10 years. You know, I've been blogging for a very, very long time. But I was just never a confident writer. And so to write a book, I was like, that's not going to happen as awesome as it would be. It's not going to happen. But I did it. And even when I wrote it, like when I completed my chapter, I was like, I don't even know if this is any good. I don't know if this is any good. And I sent it off. We went through a series of edits, but one of the first people to read my chapter, or I should say the first person to read it, was Krista, who is the lead author. And Krista, I don't know if you know or remember, but you sent me feedback via audio. Do you remember sending me any audio feedback?
I do, Pina. I do, because that stuck out to me. Like, I can't even, I'm going to get so emotional here. I'm trying not to cry. It's so heartwarming to see your words on paper, and all the authors, all the moms. A lot of the moms actually had never written before. So this is something that's been bucket list for many moms. And your chapter was so moving for me. It literally brought me to tears. I believe I was crying in the audio voice message that I left you.
Well, I have that audio voice message. And Kylie, I don't know if you've ever heard it before, but Loretta back at the station, I sent it over to her. Loretta, would you mind hitting play on that for us, please?
Pina, oh my God. I just went through your chapter and you had me laughing my ass off and crying and feeling so inspired and moved by your story and your words. And my God, girl, you are absolutely incredible. And I can't even, I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Your chapter is so good. I have goosebumps and, I'm just through the moon, excited and happy and elated. So thank you so much. I love you and thank you so much. You are incredible and I'm so grateful for you and for you sharing your story, and you are going to change the lives of so many moms that are struggling through so many things out there. And it's really cool to see you put it all in just real life, authentic, genuine, wise words of wisdom and funny and just all the feels, all the love. I love you, girl. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Krista, I love you too. Honestly, I'm going to keep that audio forever. I'm like really trying hard not to cry right now. I started crying when I did the album boxing the other day. Guys, this has nothing to do with the fact that I may have my period right now. but yeah, it's like, this is what the book is about. Moms, genuine stories. And for those of you guys that follow me, you know that what you see is what you get. I'm no bullshit. I'll tell it like it is. And I really have nothing to hide. You know what I mean? So to hear those words from you, Krista, you have no idea how that affected me in such a good way. Because us women, I'm not even going to say moms, us women, we tend to doubt ourselves a lot. You know, mm-hmm. even like, you know, even if we know we did a kick-ass job on something, it's just like we're wired that way that we tend to doubt ourselves. So sometimes it's really nice to hear and get this feedback. Like, am I right, Kylie?
Absolutely. And that's just like, I was almost crying too, because it shows the community that all of us have built together, and just throwing each other a compliment here and letting each other know that we inspired each other and encouraging each other to keep going and sharing resources, saying, hey, this worked for me, or I'm kind of struggling on Pinterest. How do I use this? And people chime in, or people say, hey, I'm losing my shit today. Like, anybody to throw me a rope. And right? it's just like creating friendship. And that's what you find in these pages. And that voice clip really shows like what goes on behind the scenes. And I really love how honest your chapter was and how honest you are right now and expressing that we do all doubt ourselves. Because we do. I struggle with that as well.
Yeah, it's what they call imposter syndrome. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like, you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to just, you know, go along with it and hope that people buy it. but honestly, this book shares a lot about what all these mamas, these women are going through, and something that everyone who picks up this book is going to be able to go through and say, yes, I resonate with this. Yes, I know what she's feeling like over here. Oh my God, yes. You know what I mean? And that's what Mama's Gotta Work is all about. And that's what we're talking about on the show today. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, but don't worry, we will be back with more. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we are talking about a brand new book that is going to hit shelves and bookstores and online everywhere this Tuesday, September the 8th. It is called Mama's Gotta Work. Guys, I contributed to this book. I'm one of the co-authors. And with me, I've got the lead author, Krista Lee, joining us on the show today, and owner and founder of Golden Brick Road Publishing House, Kylie Hansen. And we've been talking about the book on the show today. All things about the book on the show today. But one of the things that we're really talking about is just the community of women, the community of moms. And I think that it's really an important thing because there's so much competition out there. And sometimes it's really hard to find your tribe, your mama tribe, your community. But honestly, Kylie and Krista, you managed to like do an amazing job of it. Krista, you were talking about community when we were on the break. So what were you saying?
Yeah, so for me, GBR has been the most beautiful community that I've been a part of that I can ever actually think of as a woman. When I joined the community back in, I guess, the spring of last year, I have made so many genuine connections and friendships and like lifelong members of my tribe, it feels like, by being a part of GBR. And it's just the most beautiful thing because I feel like you said, Pina, so many people, like a lot of people are in like competition mode or like, they're fearful of being themselves because they almost feel like they'll be judged or whatever. And within the GBR community, there is not a bad bone at all. Literally everyone is just a beautiful person and they're all so kind and welcoming and supportive. And, you know, especially going through the pandemic, I feel like since everything hit back in March, I feel like it's become a place that I can turn to and connect with people and share what I'm going through and they share back. And it's just so raw and genuine. And I'm just so, so grateful for it. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Kylie, honestly, you are, I have to say, like, you're our mama. You know, you say that you're, you know, you don't have children. You're like, you've got your fur babies, but I'm going to correct you and say, no, man, you are one hell of a woman and you are a mom and you're a mama to how many authors? I'm not talking about just the 20 on this book, Mama's Gotta Work. I'm talking about all of the authors on all of your incredible, amazing books. We could not have done this without you. You've given us women, not just moms, us women, a voice to share our stories, our experiences with the world, you know? And I can't thank you. I can't thank you enough for that. And I know that everyone who picks up a copy of Mama's Gotta Work on Tuesday is going to be able to say the same thing. So thank you. Thank you a million times over, Kylie.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you for expressing that. That's what really makes it all worth it. And And it's just amazing, like, when you really put out, like, the right energy, like, you attract back. And that's why I have you two in my life. Like, I didn't know you, like, a year and a half ago. And we've had certain conversations, and it's just a place where you can be, like, vulnerable, and everybody has your back to help you grow. And definitely, you know, I've been at this for a while, and I've seen competition, and there's been some people that have been in the community that weren't really the right fit, but people come and go out of your lives and teach you lessons. And then you really find the people that can put themselves aside for a greater good and just really want to help everybody rise. And that's actually another book that we were working on side by side, this one called Women Let's Rise, which Krista wrote in, and the fabulous Lola Small, who has been an amazing person. She's been a backbone for me at certain times. With being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of things that you deal with. There's, like, you're just always on, and there's legal, and there's accounting, and there's growth, and there's financial struggles, and there's days that you just don't want to get out of bed, but you have to. Like you said, in ways, I am like a mama to people, because I have to give tough love sometimes, and I have to support people, and I have to set boundaries, and all of those things. But yes, Women Let's Rise, Lola and Krista have both been, like, very big, really big help in the community development of GBR, and different personalities, different backgrounds, but just really leading with love, and things that we coach on. And I think that we just do this by, like, leading by example, is empowering people to explore their identity and who they are to themselves. So tearing down some of those labels, and just self-leadership.
It's amazing. It's amazing to be a part of something so incredible. I'm so super proud of this book. If those of you guys listening at home want to pick up a copy, and I know that you do because you're like, of course, it sounds so amazing. Where can we get copies, guys?
We just signed a deal with Target.
Crazy.
So cool. Congratulations.
Congrats.
On our direct website, goldenbrickroad.pub. And we have a virtual book launch going on Tuesday. Krista, do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's over on Facebook. So if you look up Golden Brick Road Publishing House, or myself, Krista Lee, it's K-R-O-Y-S-T-A, Lee, you'll find the event page. And we're doing huge giveaways, tons of prizes that you can enter to win for a draw. So come check us out on Facebook, on Instagram. We're there as well. You can find me, Krista Lee, it's K-R-Y-S-T-A-L-E-E. 111 on Instagram. And we can't wait to meet everybody and hear what you think about the book. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And Kylie, if people want to check out Golden Brick Road Publishing House, where can they find you guys on social?
Our handle is GBR Publishing. So you'll find us Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, GBR Publishing.
You're going to want to follow both of these amazing women, just so you're in the know and you're up to date on anything and any future events that might be happening, i.e., hopefully if COVID plays nice and things get better, some possible book signings. I don't know. I have my fingers crossed. But also, guys, I know that Krista is signing some books. So if you want a book signed by Krista, you can hit her up on Instagram and find out how you can get a copy of of one of her autographed books. And I'm also doing the same. So if you want one signed from me, you can always hit me up on my Chic Mama account, which is chic_mama with two M's. So chic_MAMMA. And you can find out how you can pick up an autographed book if maybe that's what you want. But that is it for us today. I'm so super excited. I'm going to sit down and with my book, and I'm going to hide in the bathroom away from my three children and just enjoy. Krista, thank you so much for joining us. Kylie, thank you so much for joining us today. Honestly, you guys are amazing women, and I am so happy to have you part of my incredible tribe of powerful and empowering and inspiring and motivating women in my life. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Pina.
Thank you.
And that is it for us today. But don't forget, you can listen back on this on our podcast on Apple or anywhere podcasts can be found. So if you missed any of it, just hit us up on the podcast. You can listen back from the very beginning. But that's it. And we will catch you next week, Sunday, 8 p.m. right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.